We present Crawford Logan as Paul Temple and Gerda Stevenson as Steve in Paul Temple and the Sullivan Mystery, a serial by Francis Durbridge. Episode 6, A Message from Sir Graham.
We have had no English visitors this morning, sir.
Oh, that puts a rather different complexion on it. This is the House of Bari, of course?
Of course.
Well, I feel sure my wife intended to call here. As a matter of fact, your house was recommended to us by a man called Quinn, Patrick Quinn. He gave us a card. I do believe I've got it here somewhere.
When did Mr. Quinn recommend the House of Bari?
Last night. We met him in the cocktail bar at the Continental.
Have you got the card?
Well, I did have... Oh, here it is.
Thank you. Your name is Temple.
Yes.
Will you come this way, please? The ceiling is very low in here. Please, mind your head. Now, through here, Mr. Temple.
Thank you.
Ah, so here you are at last. Why, man, you've been a divil of a time coming. I'd almost given you up as a bad job.
Well, I'll be... Mr. Quinn.
Well, sure it's Mr. Quinn. Come in, don't stand in the doorway. Man, you look as if you've seen a ghost.
I feel as if I'd seen a ghost. I thought you were dead.
Now, that's a nice thing to say. And whatever gave you that idea?
A gentleman by the name of Hakim told me that you'd been shot. He seemed quite convinced of it, in fact.
Did he now? Well, that's very gratifying, I must say. Do you hear that, Barry? Get the gentleman a chair. And that's better. Now, Mr. Temple, in a manner of speaking, I feel that I owe you both an apology and an explanation.
Well, supposing we have the explanation first.
You'd prefer it that way? Very well. You have a pair of glasses, Mr. Temple, a pair of spectacles belonging to a man called Richard Sullivan. I want those spectacles.
Why?
I beg your pardon.
I said, why? Why do you want the spectacles?
Where the devil do you think I want them? I want to hand them over to Mr. Sullivan.
Why doesn't Mr. Sullivan come and get them himself? He knows where I am. Or at any rate, he could very easily find out.
That's an interesting point. Now you've hit the nail on the head, as you might say.
I'm delighted to hear it.
You see, Mr. Temple, Mr. Sullivan, as you know... Well, I suppose I'd better begin at the beginning.